Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You know what one of my most favorite things in life is, X-Ville? Hilarious female comedians talking vulgarly about their lady parts until it almost makes me vomit in my mouth. So naturally, I saw Trainwreck this week, Amy Schumer's satirical take on rom-coms. From a young age, Amy's father has drilled the idea that monogamy is unrealistic into her head. This dogma has led Amy to lead a carefree and sexually promiscuous lifestyle in an effort to avoid the burning monotony of marriage and family. However, will the next subject of her piece, awkwardly cute sports doctor Aaron Connors, force her to reevaluate her life and her choices? Here's the thing, y'all. It seems like nowadays everybody is cuckoo for Coco Puss for Amy Schumer. The girl could take a gigantic dump on stage and suddenly it would be headline news for weeks. However, I am generally neutral about Amy Schumer. Girlfriend ain't the first comedian to talk about her vagina with such unabashed freedom. However, I will admit, homegirl has some fresh wit. The film is enjoyable, smart, and certainly has its laugh-out-loud moments. The storyline, though, isn't anything remarkably different, and the film ends as most rom-coms do, with an implausible ending. But y'all, what's real and what's important are the reactions, opinions, and situations present throughout the film. Unfortunately, the film dragged on and on, especially once audiences knew where it was headed, and like bad sex, I just wanted it to be over so I could go to bed. I realized, post-movie, that I like Amy Schumer in short bursts of comedic hilarity, and a full-length feature film was just way too much. Just way too much. With that, I give Trainwreck 3.5 X's out of 5. I would red box this one, friends, with a tub of Ben & Jerry's and the classiest of box wines.